This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
McMonagle with you on The Fan. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Now my kids don't. They have everything. I don't know how. I still only have PlayStation 4, though. They've been bothering me for PlayStation 5. I think, isn't 6 coming out, like, within the year?
Is it really? I still have the 4 myself.
Yeah, I'm just the 4 guy. I don't see any reason. As long as that thing's running, that's it. Nothing else. Nothing else needed. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. We've spoken long enough. We've talked a little baseball. We've opened it up to the football conversation. We talked Knicks. We'll get to the Rangers and a tough loss last night. But overall, a good performance. And what you're seeing from, you know, Zibanejad has been a lot better. Like, JT Miller has come here and kind of unlocks Zibanejad, which has been a huge turning point. But again, trade deadline looming. I don't know how they view this team right now. Obviously, right in a battle for that final wild card spot. They are tied in points, but the Ottawa Senators have a game in hand. They're right there, and they've got. We'll go through their schedule moving forward as. We're going to be playing. We're going to keep an eye on the Rangers on a nightly basis, and it's been a while. I talked about this yesterday. I can't remember the last time. I mean, I guess 2020, but something happened that year that kind of blurs my memory from everything sports related. I don't know. Maybe it was like, you know, wiping down my groceries with disinfectant wipes. I think that was it. Or reheating my pizzas in the oven to cook. And all the other stuff we were doing. Standing, I remember going to this place, Penning's, by me for rolls and milk, whatever, just for a quick stop in, whatever. And it was like you would wait there with a mask 10 feet off. They had tables. They'd come out. You'd give them their order. They'd go shop for you. They'd put the basket on the table. They'd walk away. Then you go get the basket. Like, it's just... So I don't remember the Rangers Cup, playoff run as well as I should necessarily. But I know they made it in that year, and it kind of was a nip and tuck thing, and they were actually battling back. I do remember Chris Kreider signing. I do remember Chris Kreider breaking his foot, and I do remember getting trounced by the Hurricanes. And they only made the playoffs in the bubble or whatever because they expanded it. because those teams didn't have an opportunity to fight for the postseason down the stretch, so they expanded the postseason. They got killed in that first series. But other than that, like the Rangers last year, they're the President's Trophy winner. Like, this team has consistently either been bad enough where they weren't competing or good enough where it really wasn't, yeah, you're jockeying for position or trying to win a division or whatever the case may be, but ultimately securely in the postseason. And so to be in a spot right now with, what, 19 games left now or 20 games left now, where every point is going to be critical to see if they could just get in, and taking on the Caps last night, the best team in the East, and, you know, finding a way to get that point, didn't play particularly well in the third period. I was listening to overtime on the drive in, so I didn't see the game winner live, but they do lose to the Caps in overtime. Yeah, I know. Tom Wilson gets the goal, the hated Tom Wilson. So that's no fun, but still, a decent enough performance. They got a point, and right now they got to just play, you know, tough physical hockey for an entire 60 minutes, which is, I don't know if I saw in the third period of this game. So we'll see how it goes. They're playing much better than they were during their swoon of, you know, late November and December, and even into early January. They're playing much better. Zibanejad's been much better. And hopefully they can find a way to sneak in, because, listen, playoff hockey's fun, and anything can happen. We have seen some of the dominant regular season teams in hockey be turned away in the first round. And Igor Shesterkin, who played well in this game and was coming off shutouts, or at least a shutout. I think Quick was the other shutout. Yeah, Quick had the first shutout. So he was coming off a shutout performance and played pretty well in this game, made a couple big saves late in the game to secure at least the point. You get into a playoff switch with Igor, you got a chance. You got a chance. I had big glove save as I was listening in the car, big glove save on Ovechkin in overtime. Like, if you can get him playing his game, anything's possible. Now, I still don't love them as a playoff team. The same issues that have arose over the last couple of years will still be there, but better to get in than not, and we'll see how much help Chris Drury has for them. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Christopher. What's happening,
what's
man?
What's up?
You know, you said something something that piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of showing their hand. They're terrible poker players. Isn't the whole idea of the draft and trying to, you know, be a... Now they can't trade down.
Why can't
people
they trade down?
People know that they're not going... What do you mean?
Why can't they trade down?
Because they know that they're... Because they're not going to... People know they're not going to take the quarterback, even if it falls to them. They're not interested in the top two quarterback.
You don't think they are?
Not if they're reaching out to made a deal. I didn't hear that they offered agreed to a deal with Stafford.
They did.
All I heard was interest.
No, they did. So apparently, the reports are that they made a they came to much like the Raiders did, and they also had a trade debt in place with the Rams as well.
Seriously, this team is not ready to win now anyway, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, okay, this is a reach. Because what has Stafford got, 3 years left in him?
Well, they didn't do it, though. I mean, we could discuss whether or not they should have, and I agree.
Whoa. They did do it. They made the offer, right?
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
So if L.A. would have agreed to it, Stafford would have been a Giant.
If Stafford would have agreed to it, yeah.
That means they're not interested in the top two dogs.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
And if it falls down to them, everybody knows they're not going to pick them.
I totally disagree with you. In fact, the reports are they're trying to trade up to take one of them.
These guys are terrible poker players.
They're trading.
They play better poker than these two guys do.
They're trading up to take the number one pick.
Why do you think that?
Because that's the reports. Because they valued Stafford over one of these two guys and winning right now, sure. And who knows? They might have signed Stafford and still drafted a quarterback if it fell to them at three. We don't know. But I wouldn't have done that. That would have been a mistake, in my opinion. But, like, I think they might have still done that. And right now, every report was, once Stafford signed with the Rams, that the Giants have been in heavy talks with Tennessee for the number one pick.
And what about the chit-chat with Rodgers?
What about the chit-chat with Rodgers? They're going to draft a quarterback and sign Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
I don't think
so, but maybe.
Maybe.
Who do you got?
I don't think that. I think they could very much. The idea here's the one thing I will strongly disagree with you on. We can argue whether or not they love one of these two kids. We can argue whether or not Stafford would have been a good move. We could argue whether they'll draft a quarterback and sign Aaron Rodgers. What I don't think you're right on, and what I'll really push back on you on, is the idea that if they're sitting at three and a quarterback is available, the idea that no team would bother because they know they're not taking the quarterback, like that, nobody knows what the Giants are going to do. The Giants haven't played such poor poker that, in my mind, it's almost as if...
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? They're already talking about Tennessee not taking a quarterback or one of the two.
Right, they want to do and the Giants are looking to trade up to them.
Why can't they speculate the Giants are not going to?
They can speculate. They don't know. There's not going to be a single team sitting back behind them going, you know what? No need to trade. I know what the Giants are doing. And if they do, it's because they're pretty sure they're taking the quarterback.
They showed their hand already by offering.
I disagree.
The contract.
They valued a guy who won an MVP and is one of the great. Won a Super Bowl. They valued a guy who won a Super Bowl and is a veteran quarterback who's been freaking dynamic and has a great arm and just pushed the Eagles more than any other team in the postseason. They valued him and what that could possibly be, maybe over one of these two quarterbacks. Maybe they draft one of the two quarterbacks as well as sign him. Who knows? But the prospect of him as opposed to any other option, they're still going to go for the quarterback. I said, I agree with you on some level that interest shows me I don't know how much they love him because they'd rather have Stafford. But the also part of that is it's not that they don't, you're forgetting the idea that they're not guaranteed the two quarterbacks. The two quarterbacks could still go 1-2. So maybe, and then the thing that tells you once they decided to not get Stafford, or once that didn't happen, rather, because I think they decided to get Stafford. But once Stafford didn't happen, they pivoted right to trading to the top, which tells you what? They love one of these two quarterbacks, and they need to go get him. Because you don't know what happens at 1-2. And trading for Matthew Stafford, as much as I agree on some level, it shows you that they're willing or like Stafford maybe more than one of the quarterbacks, but the two quarterbacks aren't guaranteed. If they were sitting with one of the first, if they were the first pick, like I said before, if they were the first pick and then went after Stafford, yes, absolutely. Then it tells you they don't love the quarterback because they have their choice of the pick. But what you're forgetting, Eddie, is they don't have the quarterback right now. It's a two-quarterback league, and they have the third pick. It's a two-quarterback draft, rather, and they have the third pick. So they can't guarantee they're going to get one of those two quarterbacks. Like to say, oh, this proves they don't love him. How? Right now, they're not in a position to get him. They would still have to move and move pieces to secure they get one of these two quarterbacks. So it's like, oh, they tipped their hand. They don't love one of these two quarterbacks. They're not in a position to draft them as of right now. We don't know. Tennessee needs a quarterback, and Cleveland needs a quarterback. And Oakland needs a quarterback, and the Jets have talked about trading up. They don't know what's going to happen in front of them. So while I agree they're not only connected to him, I heard reports of Kyler Murray. Maybe that's one report, and that's pretty much just saying odds. Not that any story that the Giants have been in touch or anything, but the prevailing winds would have them as a top candidate. And maybe that's just because they went after the other veteran quarterback. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, yeah, the idea that they're looking at other options makes me wonder. I think that's fair. Makes me wonder how they feel about the quarterback. But the idea that it's proof that they've tipped their hand, they're not in a position to get either one of them. They're going to have to move up to get the quarterback. You make it sound like, oh, well, they'll have their pick at three. No, they won't. One of those two will be gone for sure. There is no way they'll have both options at three. No way. No way. As much as it's a Carter and Hunter draft, I get it. They're not going 1-2. One of the quarterbacks, Cam Ward probably specifically, is going 1 or 2. So the Giants don't even have an ability to tell you they can get the quarterback they love. So how could you tell me that going after another quarterback tips their hand? They don't have one of these kids in their back pocket. There's no guarantee they get them. If they had the first pick, I would agree with you. They don't. They have the third pick in a two-quarterback draft. So they went after an option that was there for them for the taking. They were able to talk to Matthew Stafford's agent. They were able to talk to the Rams about a trade. And honestly, the trade value is going to be less, arguably, than you're going to have to give up to move up from 3-1. Because you're going to have to pay him, take his money. They're getting the cap relief. Like, the Rams trade, who knows what the Rams would have wanted for Matthew Stafford, but it might not have been as costly as moving up. Who knows? They want to, but they came up with a trade. They came up with a contract. They were willing to do it. And part of that is because they don't know what's going to happen in the draft, and they don't know how they're going to get their hands on these two quarterbacks yet. Last year, they tried to trade with the Patriots, right? Last year, they went very famously across the building at the Combine and went and knocked on the Patriots' door and asked them, and what did the Patriots say? And then they were waiting. Hey, I'm waiting. Let's wait. We're waiting on the Pats. We're waiting on the Pats. And what did the Patriots eventually say? No, thank you. I'm taking the quarterback. What if Cleveland and Tennessee say the same thing? What if Tennessee says, I'm taking him? Forget it. I know I've talked to teams. Nobody wants to give me what I want. I need a young quarterback. I just met with Cam Ward. He blew me away. You should see his board work. It's unbelievable. I fell in love with him. I'm drafting Cam Ward, sorry. And then the Browns tell you, listen, Shedeur Sanders loves being a Brown in Madden, and he has every anticipation of turning this franchise around, and God knows we need it. We're keeping Shedeur Sanders. Then where are the Giants? You might view them in a better situation because they'll not reach for the quarterback and they'll be forced to take Hunter or Carter, and maybe that will be the best thing for them. I don't know. But I'm just saying, you cannot say definitively, okay? You can't say definitively. They went after Matthew Stafford, ergo vis-a-vis, to quote The Matrix, that's proof that they don't want one of these two quarterbacks or love one of these two quarterbacks. They don't have one of the two quarterbacks. It's a false narrative. How could you possibly say, look what they're willing to do instead of the quarterbacks? They don't have the quarterbacks. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with more of your calls. We opened it up to a little Rangers, a little Giants draft. We've talked baseball a lot over the first 2 hours. All on the table. Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns back for the game against the Lakers tonight. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Continue to take your phone calls all the way to 5 o'clock. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 224. Nick Monagle here with you, almost halfway through our five-hour midnight ride. We'll spin the wheel of Jets culture quarterbacks at 3 o'clock, see if we can find one who would have been better or will be better than Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. Sounds like, I mean, the more and more you hear, it sounds like it's just going to be Tyrod Taylor. But I would say for the Jets, if they're interested in moving up to number one, I would. If they love Cam Ward, I would do what I could to do that. See if, you know, at least talk to Tennessee on how much of an appetite they have for that kind of deal. And then if Shedeur Sanders were to fall to them at 7, after we're hearing a couple days here of him rubbing a couple of people the wrong way, a little brash, a little cocky, a little much for some of the teams, some of these meetings haven't gone overall well for him, and there's some reports of maybe him falling. I don't think he would fall to 7, but if he does, I don't know if the Jets have a choice. If Shedeur Sanders is there at 7, you have to take him. You have to take him. Start this rebuild now. What are you waiting for? The quarterback fell to you. Count your blessings, take him, and go about building this team around Shedeur Sanders for the next few years. That's it. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Long Island. What's up, Steve?
Hey, C-Mac. How you
What's
doing?
Up, buddy? How are you?
Good. I think you're overrating the value of quarterback. Clearly, quarterback is a very important position in football. But you just don't draft someone because they're a quarterback. You draft someone because your scouting system indicates that the potential's there to be a starter, an all-star, a Hall of Famer, obviously depending on what position you are in the draft.
Right.
If you're number 3 in the draft and your scouts are not telling you that Shedeur Sanders right. or Cam Ward are number 3 type of draft picks, you don't pick them. Football, a quarterback is important, but the offensive and defensive lines and the coaching are equally as important.
I disagree with that statement. They're very important. They're not nearly as important as the quarterback. The coach, but the quarterback is more important than any other player on the field, any other group of players on the field. The quarterback is the most important player.
I'll show you, for every example that you give of Jalen Daniels turning around a franchise,
mm-hmm.
I'll show you an example of a coach or an offensive line turning around a franchise.
Mm-hmm. As quickly or in recent times of the NFL?
Let's look at the Chargers. They had a quote-unquote franchise quarterback, and Justin Herbert did nothing. All of a sudden, Harbaugh comes in, and they're a playoff team. So mm-hmm. tell me, explain that to me.
Yeah, no, the coach is important, but also he didn't do it with a bad quarterback. He did it with the quarterback who was being underused and not coached well.
He didn't do it, though. If quarterback was so important.
What happened in the playoff game? Did Harbaugh forget how to play, or did the quarterback play poorly? Did Harbaugh forget how to coach, or did Herbert make terrible decisions up and down the field and cost them the game?
They lost because they don't have the overall talent to compete.
With the Houston Texans? With the Houston Texans?
Houston Texans are a very talented team.
They're not so overly talented that they were the favorite in the game. They were the road favorite, I believe. Like, the idea that they're not as talented as the Texans is incorrect. They lost because, it's okay to say, they lost because the quarterback didn't play well. That's why they lost.
Road favorite means nothing. And anyone who...
Oh, my God.
Anyone who analyzes football by betting lines doesn't know football. Betting lines are based
on... Analyze football. What are you talking about, analyze football by betting lines? That's exactly what you should be. You're telling me that they're so talented they don't belong on the same field, and that's why they lost, yet they were the favorite to win the game.
I didn't say they didn't belong on the same...
You said that they don't have the... They lost because they don't have the talent. They have the talent. They were the better team all year. They were the better team all year. They lost because the quarterback didn't play well. That's why they lost.
They're not as talented as the Texans.
Oh, yes, they are.
More talent.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
And they also have an excellent coach, by the way, the Texans. Their coaches...
No, coaches are important. There's no doubt about that. Coaches are important. But you need the quarterback. Andy Reid was a great coach for how long? When did he win his first Super Bowl? When he got Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
He was really good. The Kansas City Chiefs were really good with Alex Smith. Did they win anything? The Eagles were really good with Donovan McNabb. Did they win anything?
Jalen, you're going to tell me Jalen Hurts is a top-flight quarterback?
He plays well in the big games, and he's a pretty damn good quarterback. And, yeah, you can give me the example of the Eagles, maybe the 49ers, two teams that have built and have the two best GMs, and certainly the Eagles doing Howie Roseman, have some of the best executives, and over time have built a roster that is excellent in the trenches and everywhere else. And they're
Detroit
good.
Lions.
And they're good. Okay, the Detroit Lions. Goff is a pretty good quarterback. And again, what happened? They were this great team all year, most talent, number one seed. They get a home game against Washington, and the great quarterback comes in and kicks their ass.
Well, he didn't kick their ass, but
he didn't kick their ass. What was what was the final score?
I don't know, but they went by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that to me is a bit of an exaggeration, but in football, yes, I keep agreeing with you. Quarterback is very important, but you're making
it's the most important.
Well, again, I don't know. Coaching. I've seen too many times where coaching changes a franchise.
Yeah.
When you get a top flight coach, all of a sudden, the fortunes of the franchise change. And when you build up offensive line, the top offensive lines in football, the Eagles, the Lions, and the Kansas City Chiefs were the top football teams in football. But aside from Holmes, Goff and Hurts are good quarterbacks. They're not great quarterbacks.
No, I mean, I agree with you on some level that there are teams who are good enough. But, like, the Eagles have done it great, but who's winning the Super Bowls? The great quarterbacks. Like, who's, you know, like, and who's the perennial really good teams year in and year out? The great quarterbacks. Who wins the division every year in the AL East? In the AFC East, Tom Brady and Josh Allen. That's who's won the division for the last, I don't know, 100 years. Aaron Rodgers owned the division. Peyton Manning owned his division. The great quarterbacks are what give you sustained winning over time. You could have a coach come in and turn around the franchise and make them better than they were the year before, or come in and make a quarterback like Hurts not turn the ball over. Excuse me, not Hurts, Herbert. You could have, you know, the great coach come in and Herbert stops turning the ball over and he's more efficient, and they have a really great season and they're very good. You know, Harbaugh's a great head coach, no doubt about it. But what happened in the playoff game? And I'm sorry. They're not less talented than the Houston Texans. They lost because Herbert didn't play well in the game. All of those things are important. The quarterback is the most important. Sorry, it is. And I'm not saying you should draft a quarterback you don't like. I agree with you. If you don't think the quarterback's any good, don't draft him. But if you do, and again, Sanders is the guy, and it's also in the draft, and who else is there? And you could fail doing anything else. Like, oh, you want the great Hall of Fame player. All right, Saquon Barkley, great Hall of Fame player. How'd it work? Drafting him second overall. I mean, Evan Neal. Can't miss left tackle. Can't miss tackle. Stud. Terrible. Like, we have seen bust at every position. The difference is if you guess right on the quarterback, it's the juice worth the squeeze argument. Right? If the juice, if you're right with the quarterback, he changes your whole franchise. Jaden Daniel changes your franchise. We've seen it time and time again. The quarterback comes in, changes. Josh Allen changed the Buffalo Bills. They were perennial losers. The Bills were losers. He's come in and changed everything. And you want to talk about talent? There's really no offensive talent. The defense had to be purged because of the cap situation they were in, and yet he still dragged them all the way to the AFC Championship game and won an MVP. And I don't think anybody thinks McDermott's one of the great head coaches in the league. Andy Reid needed the quarterback to win. Like, yeah, no, I get it. Their coaching is important. The line of scrimmage is very important. Quarterback play is by far the most important. That's what this, I mean, you win or lose based on how good your quarterback is. Are there pop-up seasons? Are there the 2000 Ravens? Sure. You could have them from time to time. But sustained winning is about the quarterback position more than almost anything else. Right? Owner, GM, coach, quarterback. And on the field, it's the quarterback. So, I mean, but that to me is the juice worth the squeeze. Because, again, you can draft Andrew Thomas, third overall, and he could be great. Now, he's had some injury issues, but he's been great. Stud left tackle. Hasn't even helped the offensive line play, let alone winning. Saquon Barkley, Hall of Fame running back, got with a team that had a ready-made team for a running back and had one of the great years ever, won a Super Bowl with the Giants. They win five games a year. You draft Eli Manning, you go on two Super Bowl runs. Like, that's the difference. If you get the quarterback right, it changes your franchise. If you get a shutdown corner right, hopefully he improves your defense, but it guarantees you nothing. It guarantees you nothing. You can draft Carter and have him be the next great pass rusher. We're looking at a pass rusher right now in Cleveland desperate to get out. Why? He's arguably the best defensive player in the league, Myles Garrett. How much winning has Cleveland done? He wants out. If you draft the best quarterback in the league, you ain't losing. That's the difference. To me, that's the difference. Myles Garrett is the best defensive player in the sport, and he's so tired of losing, he needs off the field. He needs off the team. He wants to go. Wants to be traded. Show me the top five or six quarterbacks in the league who have done so much losing they need to leave. Because they don't. They don't. You win. Doesn't matter the coach. I mean, maybe to get to the promised land. But if you have the right quarterback, you'll win. You'll win. That's why I want them to draft the quarterback. Because if they're right and Brian Daboll can develop them, that's as good a way to turn around your franchise as any. You want to spend the next 10 years trying to fix both sides of the offensive and defensive line and make them this great roster like the Niners were able to do and the Eagles were able to do? Okay, great. Good luck with that. That means being right on a bunch of different decisions. You got to be right on a bunch of different draft picks. You got to be right on a whole lot of things. If you're right with the quarterback, you can be wrong on a whole lot of things and you're still going to win. Look at that Buffalo Bills team. It's him and Cook. That's the offense. 888-808-1019. So I don't think I'm overrating the quarterback. I really don't. I might be overrating these two quarterbacks. We'll find out. A lot of people are not really rating them that high. But I do think if you like one of the quarterbacks, because again, if the Giants trade up to number one to get him, then that means they love them. Hopefully he turns around your franchise. I think Cam Ward has the ability to become the next great player in this league, or one of. You don't think you'd be a franchise quarterback that leads the Giants to the playoffs year in and year out? I think you can be. I really do. I think you can be. And I think Aaron Rodgers would help him along that path. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Come back with more of your phone calls next at 3 o'clock. We spin the wheel of quarterbacks. We take you all the way to 5 right here on The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 242. A lot of 90s hip-hop rejoins over the last few. Bump, bump, bump. Takes me back. So much drama in the LBC. I was talking about the other day, I was talking about 90s albums that really impacted me. And someone was getting on me for Jagged Little Pill. I don't care what anybody says. Jagged Little Pill. I know I've had a couple of weird music takes. Yesterday, we were talking about Wicked. As much as we were. And again, I listened to it again on the way home. It's just the one song. The rest of it's okay. Defying Gravity is something crazy good. But Jagged, Alanis Morissette, who I saw, is now announcing that she's going to have a residency in Vegas. You go see Alanis 2-3 times a week out in Vegas. When that Jagged Little Pill album was a big deal. Obviously, Green Day's Dookie was a huge impact. I talk about the Fugees, the score I never stopped listening to. Wu-Tang, what year did that album come out? Probably like 92, 94. With all the skits in it, the skits and sketches. I turned them into two words. I'm going to keep feeding you and feeding you. Remember that? I don't know if you know that.
From 1992, do I remember that?
Yeah. No, you don't? Okay. Oh, boy. The 90s, they were great. Yankees won a lot of World Series. I was playing football. I know Brett in Long Island tried to bring me down by saying, oh, it's not that big a deal to be Athlete of the Year because there's only 300 people in my graduating class. Shut up, Brett.
I was constantly fed and took a bunch of naps.
Yeah, well, I don't know about fed. Oh, you were constantly fed and took a bunch of naps, yeah. Whenever you wanted to go, you just pooped in your pants. Nobody cared.
Exactly.
That was the life. That was the life. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Let's get to the calls. Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
What's up, T-Mac?
What's up, buddy?
Everything is good. I got two things, one about the Jets and one about the Knicks.
Okay.
If I may. Let's start with the Knicks. Do you know that the amazing stat that Brunson has this year, the amazing record he's on, you know what it is?
No. Not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, there's something, no, and I was amazed by it. He is the number one clutch player in the NBA. And you know how what they're using for the criteria?
No, go ahead. I mean, I've heard that. I know he's shooting at some, like, amazing clip and late and close.
You know, yeah, something like that. But the last 5 minutes of the game,
yeah,
right, when the team collectively, nobody's leading by more than 5 points.
Right.
Last 5 minutes of the game, he scored more points in those last 5 minutes than anybody, including Luka, including all of the guys.
Right.
He's number one in the whole league.
Yeah.
That's amazing for a 6'2 guy. I mean, this guy, I've never seen a guy overachieve. Like all these other guys that came out, like LeBron, all these other guys, of course, they're the best of all time. He's not at that level, really, but
right.
He never came out. And, he, you know, when they came out, nobody thought he'd be anywhere even close to what he's doing now, you know?
Right.
Pretty amazing, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, there's a lot. He's not the only player, maybe the only player of his size who is sort of, you know, never thought of. I mean, you know, I believe Jokic was a second-round pick. I mean, the guy's been a two-time MVP. We've seen a lot of guys.
I'm talking about the size, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the size.
I'm trying to think.
And see, Mac, another thing is, a guy that can't jump and he's not fast.
No, and he's not really a very good defender either. So
yeah, but he's getting better. I've been watching lately. He's trying. He's doing the best he can with the speed he has. He really gives 100% effort all the time. Yeah. You know, he's second in the league in charges taken. Now, a charge taken is almost like a steal because you turn the ball over. So, I mean, he's not great, but he's adequate, you know? And the funny thing is, you look at the two of the greatest players, Luka and Steph Curry, they don't play much defense. Neither
true.
One of them.
No, 100%. Neither one of them are very good defensively. Absolutely true. Now, I don't know if he's quite the player they are or been, but yes, no, his ability, late and close, he has been Captain Clutch. There is no doubt about it. The entire Nick team has been really good late and close. For the most part, with maybe a couple memorable opposite examples of that. But, I mean, you look at their numbers. They win those tight games. He's incredible. The entire Nick team is shooting 60% or something like that in late and close. He's remarkable. And for his size, to have his ability to get to the basket, his footwork is impeccable. His ability to create space and be able to shoot over guys who he's given up inches to constantly is really impressive. And at the end of the game, there's nobody else you'd rather have the ball it right now in the entire NBA. One possession, score a basket. Like right now, it feels like him. I mean, you look at the numbers now. Would you honestly do that? Would you honestly pick him over some of the other players in this league? I don't know. But right now this year, it feels like that. The guy continues to put on the Superman cape and pull victories out of the clutches of defeat consistently.
That's a fun conversation.
Yeah.
One bucket, who's the one player you
want? Yeah. Because if you look by the numbers, it is Jalen Brunson. But I don't know. It depends on what you need. But, like, if Luka was on the team. It's Luka.
If you need any basket.
It's Luka.
It's Luka.
That's where I would go. I mean, and as much as I love Brunson, I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying, how do you not pick Luka to hit it from anywhere? Like, if I had one shot, that's probably where I would go.
If you're looking for the easiest, you guaranteed an open look.
Curry.
You take Jokic because he's going to get you an open look even if it's not him shooting it.
Yeah.
Now, whether that guy knocks it down or not is
right.
The problem.
I hear what you're saying. He opens up. Yeah, he's going to make a pass. He's going to open it up to.
It'll either be him or someone else, but they'll have an easy basket somewhere on the floor.
Right. But if I had 2 seconds inbound the ball, give a shot to somebody.
Right, down two, down three.
Down two, down three, need a basket. I would probably go Luka. But Brunson's been incredible. And listen, his defense needs to improve, I guess. I mean, I don't know if it ever will. He's not a defensive player. That's okay. But it is tough. You know, as me and Rami were talking before the show, Rami was bringing it up that his buddy was saying this. And he's right. The idea that your defense... To have the one and the five be subpar defensive players, it hurts you. You don't have a great rim protector. You don't have somebody on the ball. And you're, even if you have good defensive wings, like they do have in OG and Mikal Bridges, who, I don't know. I don't even know what to think of Mikal Bridges. Like his overall defensive effort, you watch the games, it's not terrible, but particularly against Boston, I see him not fight through screens. Like that's the main thing. And maybe that's just harping on one particular thing. I mean, does he keep the guy in front of him? Does he create, you know, tough shots? Does he not allow open looks? They've allowed so many open looks. I can't even blame him for it, but he has not been as tough and as physical as you would like, right? That to me, that's the main thing about him, even offensively. But Jalen Brunson's been great. There's no doubt in the clutch, but I still don't know if I would call him the preeminent closer in the sport. He's not Kobe. He's not Jordan. He's not like someone like right now I would trust Luka with a big shot. But he's up there, and that's amazing. And you're right, considering like, has there been a better rise from average to great like him, considering his size? Because I said Jokic was a second-round pick, I believe, so that was unexpected for him to become a multiple MVP. SGA was the 11th overall pick. He's kind of emerged, obviously, as one of the best, if not the best player in the league, and that took some time.
He'll probably win MVP this year.
Yeah, probably win MVP this year. Trying to think of guys who started out with lesser expectations who became I mean, I don't know what anybody thought of Dirk coming over to the NBA. But again, most of them are taller guys. You're not talking about the 6'2", 6'3" guard who suddenly, after years of just being solid, became great. I'm trying to think of that transformation.
But Donovan Mitchell was drafted 13th overall.
Yep. Donovan Mitchell. Again, taller, he's, not necessarily.
He's a smaller guy, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's bigger than Brunson, but yes. Not overall, not a 6'10", 6'11" guy.
He's 6'3".
Yeah. Oh, is Mitchell 6'3" too?
Yeah. Well, I think Brunson's like 6'1".
Is he that small? Let's see. What do they have for Jalen Brunson?
6'2".
6'2". All right. So on the court, you could tell Mitchell's an inch or two taller. I would have thought it was 6'3 and 6'5, not 6'2 and 6'3, but.
Was Tyrese Maxey expected to be this? Probably not. He's 6'2 also.
Yeah. Now, he had a couple years, though. He had free agency. It's not like Maxey kind of was better than maybe people thought within the year or two. And now he's even getting better. But.
Well, initially he was thought about, people talked about him and Emmanuel Quickly. They compared them to each other and then the trajectory that
Maxey. Yeah, that's fair. Maxey's not a bad one. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. All right, 3 hours down. Two more to go. At 3 o'clock, you know what we do. We spin the wheel of quarterbacks. We try and find a quarterback for the New York Jets. Better than Aaron Rodgers. Every day we talk about it. Listen, it's a way to talk about the Giants, too, because both teams need a quarterback. But we go through the options that are available. We've been through a whole bunch. Matthew Stafford, maybe trading up for the first overall pick. What did we do? We did yesterday. We did Jameis Winston. Yesterday we did Derek Carr. None of these are options as good as just having Aaron Rodgers for either the Jets or the Giants. 888-808-1019, but we spin the wheel next. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back, spin the wheel, continue to take your phone calls. I got you for another 2 hours as we take you to the warm-up show at 5. We'll be right back.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.